Now we're going to check in with the editorial board of the Arizona Republic. It's a weekly segment where we talk about current issues facing the state and the nation, featured in columns on the newspaper's op-ed pages. On a party-line vote in the state House of Representatives, Republicans approved a bill that would fine teachers up to $5,000 if they were to broach so-called controversial topics without providing, quote, diverse and contending perspectives. In a column for the Republic, editorial board member Elvia Diaz argued against the bill, and our co-host Steve Goldstein spoke more about it with editorial page editor Phil Boas.
It basically would forbid school districts from requiring teachers to discuss controversial policies and social issues that are not essential to learning. It would also require teachers who choose to address these issues to present them objectively from what they describe as contending perspectives. It says that instructors could not be forced to teach one race, ethnic group, or sex is inherently or morally or intellectually superior to another. And it would allow a court to impose a civil penalty on teachers of not more than $5,000 for violating these laws. It's a pretty tough approach to getting at critical race theory.
And some lawmakers who were opposed made comments such as, well, this means there has to be a second side presented about things like 9/11, the Holocaust, slavery. What's the motivation for Republican lawmakers? This was a party line vote.
The Republican mindset on critical race theory is that it's a radical ideal born in the hothouses of the universities, and that it is quickly going mainstream. And they're worried that it's ultimately going to discriminate against people based on immutable, unchangeable qualities such as skin color. And so they're trying to stop its introduction into the school system. The Democrats believe that this is important to begin to even out the playing field in America for people of color that have historically been wronged and have paid a price for because of white racism, and have been left out of part of the American dream.
When we look at the approach, though, Phil, the idea of up to a $5,000 fine for a teacher, there are a number of people who are concerned about just the way this is presented. So what exactly would be controversial? What exactly, which topics would be, would there be openings for discussion of a quote-unquote other side? That has a lot of people confused at this point.
Elvia Diaz, in her column on our pages, argued that it's a pretty vague thing to talk about controversial issues. That's pretty broad brush. And, I think it would make it hard for a teacher to know when they're possibly crossing a line. And then they hit them with a $5,000 fine to know that that hammer is out there. You know, that's a fairly daunting thing. And our teachers already are dealing with a lot of things that make their lives tough. And do we really want to add this? Governor Ducey even weighed in and said he doesn't want to punish teachers.
That's one of those situations where we have the teacher shortage. We've already had controversy. There were some who even speculated this was not just critical race theory, but a sort of a payback to teachers' unions with Red for Ed, et cetera. And this was a chance for Republican lawmakers to try to punish them in that sense. Do you make anything of that?
I don't believe that's what it is. I think there's enough concern about critical race theory on the right. And I think most Americans don't even know what it is. I don't think they understand what CRT is. And it's not ethnic studies. It's not about teaching appreciation for cultures. And it's not really about teaching the history of race and racism. It's a philosophy that was developed by American academics, principally at UCLA, that argues that our society was designed to benefit white people at the expense of other racial groups, and that CRT would aim to deconstruct and rebuild the American political system to get rid of those disparities. So it sees a world as a binary of oppressors and the oppressed, and it ultimately plans to discriminate in what it argues are benign ways just to even out the playing field to create so-called equity between the races and to redress historic wrong.
You and I over the years have talked a lot about how, you know, you're someone who thinks the debate is very important, to have various issues out there to discuss. And there would be some who would think that, especially with the fine in place, the possibility of this $5,000 fine in place, that there's a potential stifling, a chilling effect of even discussing some of these issues. Could this cause teachers to, good teachers who really want to discuss things, to not even touch on certain topics for fear they might get fined and fired or something?
Yeah, I think that's too heavy a hand over the public schools. And I think the right has to be careful in the way they address this. Because there needs to be a debate about it. We need to be able to discuss it as Americans. There's a large disagreement in the country over this. It's going to show up in our elections too. And so the kids ought to be able to talk about it at school. And the schools need to find a way to be able to discuss it, because it's going to be a principal issue in the country.
Yeah, definitely a controversial thing to watch. That is Phil Boas of the Arizona Republic. Phil, thank you as always. Take care.
Hey, thanks, Steve.